Hi, I'm Allie Portee, fashion and lifestyle journalist and editor of Zayla magazine. I've always been interested in biographies and in the stories of people's lives, basically listening to what stirs their souls. Welcome to the Soulful Side of Life, where I let you in on some of my conversations with inspiring people from around the world in fashion, faith, entertainment, music, and entrepreneurship. These are conversations that stir the soul about people's journeys, about the ups and downs of life, and how they have overcome certain situations. I hope that these episodes will inspire your life in some way, so enjoy over a cup of something hot or on your drive to work. This is The Soulful Side of Life and can be found on Spotify Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. Aurora Dungy is a Paris-based stylist that has a showroom in Monaco during the 63rd annual Monte Carlo Television Festival. For the past 20 years, she has been involved in fashion and styles her clients for festivals like this and for Cannes. She sits down and she chatted about fashion and how it brings light to life and to the world. And yeah, we just had this really quick but encompassing conversation on fashion, specifically fashion during a festival like this. So enjoy this podcast episode with Aurora Dungy. How would you describe your relationship to fashion?
Intense. I mean, I work in fashion. I'm 38, and I'm working fashion until 70 years old. Wow. I went to art school, and after I do like a fashion school. Mm-hmm. Because you know I love fashion, and when I was in college, I always wanted to be different. You know. Yes. Try to find something, try to show something that I love with my clothes, with color, with shape.
And when I think you still do it now with the bangs.
I mean,
and the
frames. It's like every day I change, you know. Sometimes I have short hair, like very short, like a boy, sometimes square. Last year I have a square. I like to change about you. It's about my mood, my energy, and my vibes. Mm-hmm. And when I have 80 years old, I meet a very famous designer, Jean-Louis Scherrer, in Morocco. Okay. And I speak with him, and he explained me it's hard work, but hard work, mm-hmm. And hard work. Mm-hmm. But if you really love this, and if you work with your heart, you can do all that you want, and it's just about your energy and that you feel, you know.
Yeah.
So he helped me to go in the art school. It's a friend of Monsieur Saint Laurent. He helped me to go in Chambre Saint Michel. So I went to the Chambre Saint Michel's art culture school in Paris.
Wow.
I did for 3 years, and after I worked for 1 year in Hermès with Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Mm-hmm.
And after I went to Academy of Art in San Francisco for 1 year to learn English, because I really want to speak English. And after I come back in Paris when I have 23 years old, and I start my business.
Wow.
So Ragma is like almost like 50 years I work for fashion, and I take care
just for Hermes. Or you worked for different...
I start to work in music.
Okay.
I take care of, you know, like this kind of music, like this Zumba, this kind of like Latin music. Mm. I take care of the celebrity or the singer. So it's about people who's got shape. So it was a very cool job, because it's not about only about model with a like skinny body.
Mm-hmm.
Because singer have shape, so it depends about celebrity. So I start to work with this, and you know when you need, you know somebody, you start to speak with somebody and somebody and somebody, and when something happen, you grow up.
Yeah.
So and you go up, and like now I work like for different fashion, like famous for celebrity in Paris, in France, and sometimes all over the world, on TV show, on music, and on theater. And I only work with, my work is to find, to understand that celebrity have in mind, and try to translate this. with clothes, with color, shape, with the mood of the trends, and mix and between the trend, the celebrity vibes, or clients, if I do an advertising, and try to find something cool.
So, to do. And so, what are some of the brands that you have here in the showroom now?
So in the showroom, we have different brands. We have Lina Stein. It's a Estonian brand that I have from last year. It's a friend of mine who I work a lot in Paris because she's very good about shape and color. And she's a nice girl. I love her. She's kind of like me, like strong woman and work a lot. Telus is watch jewelry with they work with a very beautiful fabric like galusha, diamonds, and so it's a quality, and it's very like secret brand, like nobody really know, but it's start to be grabbed, so I like this of thing. And Nuno, the design is the owner is very nice. He's a lawyer, so he's very like I like him. He's very cool,
very detailed. Yeah.
And we have Peris is like cosmetic and perfume brand between Monaco and Swiss.
Okay.
And I like because you know it's really like laboratoire. Mm. You can feel, you can smell, feel. The cream is very pure. I don't know. It's about ecology and so it's a very nice brand, and it's between Swiss and Monte Carlo, so it's cool to have the, to have them in Monaco Couture. We have Sam Couture, so the designer here. She was just come today. It's a brand from Belgium that we really like. It's about swimwear and like they look men and women, and I work with them for a long time because I take care of the Miss France for 7 years right now. It's a huge project, and they give me all the time some clothes for different projects. So yeah, it's good friend of mine. They believe in me, and so we work together like this. And all the dress here, we have Sima Couture is a friend. It's a designer who I work a lot for a long time too, and they work with me on Miss France too. It's about huge dress, like a color dress. It's a lot about cocktail and like red dress, and I like it. And I have other brands like G3, so Karl Lagerfeld, Leonard, Salon 7e is about silk, G3 is about leather. We have Armani for menswear. So it's and we have Auguste here. It's a brand that I met last 2 years ago with my angels Florence, because if I'm here is because she believed in me. Florence Zimmerman, I think you know her. She's an amazing woman. She's a strong and amazing woman.
Yes.
And I meet them, and it's a very cool brand for Jerry's, and it's about like with stone, about energy, and I like this kind of thing.
One thing I find fascinating, sorry, I know you're going to go to the hats, is that you have menswear.
I have menswear.
At Cannes and Venice, they don't have menswear in any of the showrooms that I've been in. This is really great.
Yeah, it's the first time. Last year, it was only about women, and I have just three or four, just to, in case.
Yes.
This year, I do a small one, because I have more size.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's more smoking, so I have a few things, like, cool and crazy, and leather.
Have you had dress some men?
Maybe three or four boys, like, because one was really late, and, all right, I don't have smoking, so I jump into another one, forgot. It's always, for many, it's more about this kind of thing. It's, oh, my God, I forgot the smoking. Oh, my God, no. I need a jacket. Oh, I didn't know for the prince, you know. So for last year and this year, it's kind of thing, but I have more shorts, and I hope next year I have more boy. I have a few things for boy in Nash time. It's about, like, skirt and pants in full color. Here I have a few outfits today with the same couture. I have a few here, but I hope to have more menswear next year. Even if boy has sometimes less shopping than girl, but yeah, so yes. I try.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have hats.
Yeah, and then I have a hat. So for the hat, I have Laurence Bossion. She's a friend of mine. She's a very high couture hat who I work in Paris with. And I have Pierre Portel. It's the last assistant of Monsieur Pierre Cardin, so he's a very famous designer who died not a long time ago. Yes. But yeah, it was the last assistant, and he started his home brand.
Yes.
And he did like some cap very funny, and it's about a horse, you know, horse riding for the shape. So yes, yeah, it's cool. And see, you can see the Adriana Caramba dress that she wore at the opening ceremony. She did an amazing like show with like everybody's like, oh mama, the dress is amazing. I was like, yeah, it's cool, and she played with, and it was fun. I like to when the connection with the celebrity is fun, because you can play with, and she understands. I'm not here for, I would say, to dress up fun, but just to find a feeling, to find a emotion, to find, to give emotion to people, or to give a vibe, to, oh my God, yeah, reminds me Hitchcock, something dark, you know, and it's just...
It's dramatic,
dramatic, like, just make a dream for people, oh my God, she's amazing, you know, oh yes, maybe Adriana can be... an actress for like this kind of movie. I don't know, like just give feeling, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah. Two last questions. I know you gotta go.
It's okay.
How would you describe film festivals and fashion? Because they both are married together. You can't have one. It would be hard to have a film festival without fashion. So what would you say to that?
I mean, right now I think we are in a century where everybody work on the image with Instagram, with all the communities, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat, or whatever, all these kind of things. So they take care about what they're gonna wear, and what they're gonna wear means what they're gonna feel, who's what do they think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, everybody take care of that, and we have a new, you have a new work about that, like a community manager or this kind of thing. And there is a lot of stylists now. After stylists now, I have my own. I don't need a girl who shows my dress. And right now, it's a real job. I think every celebrity has a stylist because, and it's about ecology too, because we don't have to buy a dress.
Mm-hmm.
We can rent a dress for one day. So and so. It's good for the ecology too. So, and I think cinemas and movie festival need like fashion, because it's too crazy world,
mm-hmm.
but they can together speak about the story and just give new vibes all over the world and just make people dream, because we're in the crazy world at this time, war and whatever and bullshit thing, you know. So, so we just need to be good vibes, good energy to the people, and just give dream.
For sure. Last question.
Yeah.
How has it been to dress women? How does it feel as a stylist to dress women for this
film? I feel so grateful, because I try to make better the girl, and find the good vibes, and they're happy, they feel good in the body. So
yeah.
I'm so happy when they're here and with and they're happy and feel, you know, they're
feeling
like a sunshine.
Yeah,
they feel like a princess for one day. So that's crazy. That's cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode, and that you have found a soulful connection to the conversation. God bless you, and until the next episode, go bless somebody else.